listening to 69.1, The Steel Mill. All heavy metal, all the time.
I don't care what you say, Darlene. You can't marry no dang snare drum.
Papa, I love him.
In today's news, KPIs are way up, wages are way down.
And, well, that's really why I called in. Give it to me straight, DJ Baby Fussin'. Do you think she's cheating on me?
Well, caller, I do believe you are a big crybaby. That's right, you are fussin'!
You're listening to KXCU. The next song reminds me of when I got dumped in the late fall of junior year. It's written by the band Press Conference from up in the northern side.
Welcome back now, folks, to the Cascade Radio Hour. I'm your host, Keith Cascade. With me, as always, this late evening is my producer, Allison.
Actually, I'm just an intern. No one else wanted to take the graveyard shift.
Oh, well... Can I still call you the producer?
I really don't care.
Well, shucks. Anyways, we've got a haunting story for all you night owls, possums, and alligators out there tonight. And this story has all the ingredients to make a great country song. Romance, violence, cussing, gore, and a heap of drinking.
As such, listener discretion is advised. This story contains strong content and adult themes and may be triggering to some listeners.
Are these stories fact or falsehood? No one really knows, but I'll leave it up to all you cowpokes out there listening. But I'll tell you what drives me is the unknown.
For legal reasons, we have to say these are not true stories. The characters and events depicted in this story are fictional. Any similarities to real people, living or dead, or similarities to real life events or businesses are purely coincidental and unintentional.
Shucks, thank you, Allison. As I was saying, this story reminds me of my youth. It's called David. The back corner of the pub erupted with laughter as three young men made their way through yet another round of cheap water or beer. I know that's right. Their smiles were lit by glowing Christmas lights that were hung from one end of the bar to the other. The barkeep brandished a grimace beneath his ill-fitting Santa Claus hat. Two of the boys were cutting up so hard he couldn't hardly hear the song he paid $1.50 for on the jukebox, and that's a dang shame. You think you passed the final?
You think you passed that final? The free response question at the end nearly killed me.
I think I did all right. Even that bullshit at the end. I know real-world cases can be pretty nuts, but for an intro law class, why make the final question so gruesome?
Right?
Triple homicide bank robbery? And was it really the robber's fault that the security guard shot himself with his own gun?
And the old lady injured in the crossfire while depositing a check? Why the hell did Professor Thompson print the exam on neon yellow paper?
Yeah, it really didn't help me focus. I definitely bombed it. I just might change majors. I'm not sure I'm cut out for this.
Aw, come on, man. Don't say that. You did all right this quarter, I thought. I'm sure the mid-quarter extra credit project you did.
It's just that. I don't know if this is something I want anymore. I was thinking about getting an arts degree, something less straight-laced.
Damn, man. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, man. What about our plans?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'll be able to open up a practice with you guys. It's just... I don't know, man. I'm just considering other options. I wanted to let you guys know before the year was up.
Sure, bud, but we don't even know what the next semester might hold. Just give it time, man. I'm sure it'll still work out. Maybe ask Professor Thompson for another extra credit project.
Yeah, you should give it over the holiday break. It's a big decision. You owe it to yourself after going through the hassle of getting this far into the program.
I'm gonna go get us another round.
Another round of Rainiers, please.
Name on the tab.
Reby? Cheers.
Cheers.
God, I wonder how much of a nightmare TSA is going to be. Even if the flight is on time, we're not going to be back in Orange County till 5 in the morning.
We'll be fine. And hey, that's the joys of a red-eye flight. I'm more worried about going back now that Uncle Jack passed. Christmas definitely won't be the same. You glad you're staying here, Ryan?
Yeah, I've weirdly been looking forward to Christmas on my own in the big city. The folks are going to New Mexico to soak up some sun for the holiday, so I figured it'd be a good opportunity to stay put and have the apartment myself. My roommate went home for the holidays, too.
Oh, man, that sounds lonely as hell. You know, you could still try to get a seat on our flight tonight if you want to come with us. We could all pitch in for your ticket.
Nah, I appreciate it, though. I'm just gonna kick around here and clear my head.
Hey, man, if that's what you need, but no... Know that we're always here for you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime, bud.
Oh, shit. It's already 10:30. We better settle up and get a cab to the airport.
Nah, I'll just put it all on my tab.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, man.
We'll call you when we land.
Cool. Have a nice flight. Another Rainier. I'm closing out. Covering the two I was with earlier as well.
Ross. Reed. Reby.
Thanks. They ought to be getting to the TSA line by now. Wonder how bad that line is.
Uh, 50% off your next ride. Happy holidays from the Taxi Quick Team.
Oh shit, they're pulling up. Merry Christmas.
Oh, fuck off.
Thank you. Okay, Jessica White, Mercury Marquis. Mercury Marquis, bit of a grandpa car. Damn. Jesus!
Ryan?
Yep.
85th in Brooklyn?
Yep, it's up by the...
Can you put your seatbelt on?
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you just gotta force it in the buckle. Old car. Thanks.
You mind if I open a window?
Yeah, no prob. You're not gonna pop, are you?
No. I just need some fresh air back here.
Okay, good.
So, how long have you been driving with Taxi Quick?
You know, good couple weeks. It's decent money on weeknights and weekends, and I live near campus, so it's always busy.
You're a student too? Cascadia U, what's your major?
Yeah, I'm undeclared right now. You know, like, taking some time to feel things out, try new stuff. What about you?
The same. Undeclared. Just, feeling things out.
That's what I'm saying. You know, college is about new experiences. Like, why would you want to commit yourself to something boring? My ex was a real stiff. Like, baby duck yellow polo at a Topgolf kind of guy, you know what I mean? You know, he actually transferred last quarter, went off to study law at NYU.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
He was really smart, though, and just so gorgeous. Short, curly hair, worked out all the time, had a great smile, and, you know, like, despite the polos. I thought he'd be the one, you know?
Sure. Oh, it's a red light. Red light!
You kind of remind me of him, actually. He had those same thick Buddy Holly type glasses. Are you sure you're not a law student?
Me? No, I'm still.
But yeah, I decided not to go along, you know, to NYU. Still need time to figure things out. But I'm telling you, he was the one. You know, like, absolutely my soulmate. Like, I just...
It's green. I gotta go drink. Yeah, it's the complex up here on the left, right before the traffic...
Oh, whoops. Hold on. Let's see here.
Right in Tibio, right, Jessica? Oh, shit!
There you go. Home sweet home.
Thank you.
Well, anyways, like I was saying, he was just perfect. I mean, so perfect. And, you know, I said some not nice things when he told me. You know, like, things I regret.
You still talk to you?
Yeah, we did for a bit, but not so much anymore. I'm pretty sure he's got a new girlfriend at NYU. Someone as perfect as him.
Well, you know, maybe just call him, tell him how you feel.
You think so?
Yeah, sure, why the hell not? I mean, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you, if you two were so close.
Okay, you know, maybe I will. I'll just call up David, we'll catch up and fall for each other all over again like nothing ever happened. You know, thanks for listening. It's really nice to talk about it.
Sure, no problemo. I gotta get going. Good luck with that, David. And have a great rest of your life.
Thanks, you too. Merry Christmas.
Can't wait to tell Anthony and Jacob about this.
David's probably not even fucking real.
Pile of dirty dishes, stinking trash can, empty fridge. Home sweet home, indeed. Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3? Ugh. Christmas Bloody Christmas. Huh? What the? Okay. Don't forget to rate and tip your recent ride with Jessica. Ugh. Okay. 0 stars. No tip. Oh. You know, this nutcase knows where I live now. Okay. Best not to stir an already stirred pot. 5 stars. $2. Keep the change. A filthy animal. Let's see. Additional details. Driver settings. There it is. Block driver.
We're sorry for your recent poor experience. Your experience is important to us. The driver has been blocked. You will no longer be matched with this driver. The ride history has been erased, and the driver will not be notified. Thank you for riding with TaxiQuick.
Jeez! What the fuck?
Ho, ho, ho!
What the fuck was that? Hello? Is there someone there? I guess it was just the dishes? Oh fuck, I didn't lock the door. Maybe I should have taken them up on that Orange County trip.
Thank you.
up, David. David!
What the fuck? Where am I?
Oh, good. You're awake, sleepyhead. You almost missed the festivities.
Why did you tie me up?
What do you mean, David? We're home, you silly. I brought you back home with me. Back from NYU. I'm oh so glad you were able to make it home for the holidays, David.
Let me fucking go, goddammit.
I know you're excited, honey, but you'll just have to wait.
Wait? For what?
Okay, since you asked so nicely, I'll go get your present. It is tradition to open one gift early on Christmas Eve, huh? I do hope you like it, David. I had such a hard time picking something out. Merry Christmas, David.
Ah!
What's the matter, baby? Don't like your present, David? Locked.
Oh shit.
David?
Oh.
Hey man, we just landed. Wait, why are you out of breath? Are you okay?
Campus 911, what's your emergency?
I was kidnapped and tortured. I'm on Cascadia University campus by the Emerson and Callahan dorms. Please help.
Please try to stay calm, sir. We'll alert UPD. Please wait where you are. I'm sure they'll be there shortly.
You all right? You the one what made that call? What's going on here? Why you out here before the crack of dawn? Christmas Day, no less.
I was kidnapped. This crazy girl tied me up.
Whoa, now, son, slow down. You student? You got ID?
Yes, officer.
You know this person? The one who kidnapped you?
Yes. Well, no, not really. She was my taxi quick driver from earlier tonight. She picked me up at Jean's Dive.
Jean's Dive, huh? That dive bar on the edge of campus? Been drinking tonight, son? Bit of boozing?
Yes, but I don't see what...
Go on, then.
She was my driver. She picked me up from Jean's Dive. During the ride, she went on about some ex. Said I reminded her of him. I get home, doze off... Wake up and she... I don't know what the fuck she did, but next thing I know, I woke up in a room tied to a chair.
You have any proof of this story, son? Photo of the girl from the app? Ride history?
Yeah, let me show you. Her name was Jessica. I blocked her. And it deleted the history. I don't have a photo. She...
Well, let's see here. No ride history. No photo. Only a first name. Huh?
I have this cut on the back of my head. She came at me with a knife. I had to run for my life.
Well, son, That's a mighty fine story.
It's not.
You know how I got here so fast? Alarm went off about 6 minutes ago. Broken window in this here dormitory. Got the call about you from dispatch, as I was already heading over to check it out. Now, I know this dormitory is vacant during winter break. Did rounds myself about a week or two ago. From what I can tell, alcohol in your system, broken window, bloody cut. You broke in and made up all this mess.
No, I swear I'm telling the truth.
Son, you had the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. You understand? This of mine. You want to confess anything else? It'll be easier on you.
I already told you.
Uh-huh. This is Officer Jones. I got him. Needs medical attention. Big old cut down the neck. Night in the drunk tank might sort him out. Over. You'll be a good old one now. Maybe we'll just let you off with a drunken disorderly. Shit.
She's right behind you!
Merry Christmas, David.
She said as she stared at him from beyond the glass of the back window. Her eyes wide and black like shark's eyes. And that ends our tale for tonight. I sure hope all you cowpokes out there enjoyed it. What about you, Allison?
It was okay. To be honest, I stopped listening after you started taking a piss at the bar. Ah, shit. We gotta change over to the 1 a.m. weather broadcast before the history program comes on. Do your outro.
Well, that's it for us, folks. You've been listening to the Cascade Radio Hour. The unknown will be there to comfort us another night, but in the meantime, have a pleasant morning.
The Cascade Radio Hour is a Bug House audio production, written and produced by Jordan House. All rights reserved. This episode was performed by Devin Menendez, Kaylin Neese, Adam Bredlow, Aaron Daly, Austin Busson, Kelsey Long, and Jordan House. Music and sound design by Bug House Audio. Outro theme by Dirty Spoons. The characters and events depicted in this podcast are fictional. Any similarities to real people, living or dead, or similarities to real-life events or businesses are purely coincidental and unintentional. If you liked this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. And of course, thanks for listening.